We're here at the ACE Biofuels Beltways March, and I'm with one of the teams that has been going around to the different offices, the congressional offices, meeting with staff and actual congressmen and senators themselves. And we're going to just chat with them quickly about what they saw. I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves first.
Shane Kinney.
And where are you from?
Missouri, Director of Public Policy for Missouri Corn Growers.
Okay. And Gary?
Gary Porter from Mercer, Missouri. I'm with the Missouri Corn Growers Association.
And what do you do, Gary?
I'm a farmer, and I'm also a retailer. I have a little gas station in our hometown.
Okay, Dave?
Dave Thompson. I'm a farmer from Starbrook, Minnesota. I'm on the board of Chippewa Valley Ethanol at Benson, Minnesota.
All right, and you?
I'm Dale Tollison. I'm a farmer from Benson, Minnesota. I'm on the board at Chippewa Valley Ethanol, and I'm also on the Minnesota Corn Grower Board.
All right, fabulous. This is what I wanted to do, is talk to some corn growers, because we also do corn commentary for the National Corn Growers Association. All right, so I'm going to go down the line here, too, and have each of you talk just a little bit about what you felt was maybe the highlights of your visits over the last 2 days. Go ahead.
We've had a busy day on the Hill, but I think the highlights are definitely getting farmers into these offices, letting these members of Congress, the staff, hear the personal stories of farmers, of fuel retailers, and really get the emotional and what's actually happening in the field, and that's a fuel retailing station. They have a great story to tell, and it makes a huge difference when they hear it firsthand.
And Gary, as a retailer, you've got a different perspective. So what have you been able to tell people and hear from them?
Well, it's pretty interesting to talk to other people and see how they look at you, like if you're a farmer or a retailer, from somebody from the East Coast, you know, that doesn't see that every day. So it's really interesting for me to talk to them and listen to what they have to say, and also for me to have a chance to share with them the way I see it. And for me, as at a cattle feeder and a corn grower and also selling gas at the little gas station, I get to see it from all different sides, and it really makes it interesting to be able to see all the different points that everybody has. And still, when you come out the end of it, it's so clear to me why ethanol is so important to the rural areas.
All right, how about you guys from Minnesota now? What tell me about your experiences, and especially if you talk to some people who really may not agree with ethanol.
Well, I think that's the ones we need to talk to. And this is the third year I've been here, and it was by far the, I think, most rewarding experience. Everybody we talked to, even though they didn't agree with us, I think they were very receptive to listening. They had good questions. And I think we got a great story to tell in terms of what ethanol does for the environment, for our economy, for the rural areas. And I just thought we had a really great year on the Hill with our visits this year. Everyone I felt very good about.
Excellent. How about you?
Well, I'm similar to what Dave said. We got a story to tell. We tell about our experiences on the farm, how we help grow in the ethanol industry, and how the ethanol industry is not only important for clean air, it's important for jobs, it's important for the ag community as far as advancing into technology and stuff that we'd never be into if it wouldn't have been for the ethanol industry, how we've increased our yields in the last 10 years because of this technology. So I think we got a great story to tell, and surprisingly, they're very willing to listen to us.
All right, well, excellent. Good to have our corn growers up on the Hill. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.